6PR is football.
Our footy review continues. A 103-point win to the Eagles over St Kilda. Adam Simpson's press conference has begun. Let's join it.
We weren't good enough. So, but as I've said, it's just a long year. So for us to rebound and play well is pleasing. Happy with the margin, but yeah, we've still got some work to do.
I suppose the improvement then is how do you bridge the gap between what you're delivering at home and the home line?
Yeah, and that's pretty obvious. So we get another chance. We get a chance every second week. So we'll see how we go this week. But we're not going to change too much. We think we're not far off, but until we break the duck on that one, you're going to keep asking questions and I'm going to keep defending them.
You're not going to change anything in the prep, just stick with what you know?
No, I think that's overplayed, how you prepare and, you know, routine-based. Our first quarter's actually been okay interstate, so I think it's more of a mindset and the ability to play against really good sides away and be really competitive is our next challenge.
Is it fair to say it'll be a different challenge given Port Adelaide aren't going as well as the other teams you've come up against?
Oh, I think Port Adelaide at home is still a very strong force. So I know the Cats have beaten them, but no, I think it's going to be a tough one.
It was a win last year and round six, I think, that really set up your season. Is that anything you reference this week?
I haven't thought about it. No, I'm still digesting this game, but we'll move on pretty quick, but probably not right now. Yeah, we'll let it settle a little bit.
Come away injury-free today?
I think so. We've got a couple of knocks here and there, but I think everyone played the game out and we rested a couple of guys in the last 10 minutes. We tried to manage them a little bit. It's a six-day break again, so we seem to travel on six-day break, so we're just trying to look after them.
You've got a full complement now. How hard is it picking your best 22 and setting up for the back end of the year?
It's not too difficult to pick the best 22 at the moment. The form that some of our players are in and the form they need to stay in, it's pretty obvious. They're selecting themselves at the moment, but there's also some guys who have been inconsistent, so we need to look at East Perth every week and see who's playing well there. We had a good win there as well, and you know, Jets had 28, 29 possessions and really contributed well, but we had some three or four other players playing well as well.
The focus was this game, but did Jetta provide some of the things you were looking for from him?
Yeah, he's still got some work to do, but I was just pleased he got some of the ball and enjoyed himself, and they had a good win, and he still got a chance to play with his mates. I think we had 14 or 15 players playing that game as well, so we're still working with him on that.
Happy with the signs shown by someone like Liam Duggan, who you've stuck with across the first couple of months?
Yeah, look, I think he's going to be a talent for us. He's our only real kid in the side, I suppose, under 20-year-old, that we see good signs. He still hasn't hit the heights that perhaps he's hit in previous games, but I think we can see a good player in the future, and he contributed really well today.
And how do you see your defensive mix with, you know, Eric and Will Schofield and Jeremy McGovern, how do you see them having performed over the first couple of months?
When we get enough pressure up the ground, I think our defenders look really safe. When the pressure's not there, or we succumb to pressure, then they're just as vulnerable as anyone else in the competition. So I think they're a really good back seven unit. We've got some guys coming through as well. Ellis and Barras are playing really well at East Perth, so we're confident in what they can do, but they do rely on what's going on up the ground a little bit.
I mean, there were some good performances from East Perth yesterday. Do you want to reward at least one or two of those guys?
Oh, I haven't thought about that yet. I don't even know if they've got a clean slate tonight. I think we have, but we'll worry about that in a couple of days.
Who was your best player today in your mind?
I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. I thought our captain played well. Shannon had a really good game. Obviously, our forwards had a good look at it. Throughout the day, we had 60-plus inside 50s. But I think players had probably little patches here and there where they really dominated. You know, Lacrata kicked six, played more as a permanent forward this week, and got rewarded. So I'll hold off a bit on that one.
You seem like you're withholding your assessment a bit on this win. It was a massive win. But
yeah.
You don't seem as delighted as you might
be. Well, look, we had a good win. We've got a lot of work to do still. I thought we really rated St Kilda and their pressure and the way they've been going about it. They had an off day today, and I think we took advantage. But I'm not getting carried away with the win. We've got plenty of work to do. Our players know that as well.
How do you view the next month of footy in terms of the importance of setting up your season and what you want to do?
I know we've got Port this week, and I think we've got the board. Okay,
Adelaide,
yeah. That's how far ahead I'm thinking. Port Adelaide. and that's what we'll do.
Thank you.
Right.
Adam Simpson, the coach of the West Coast Eagles, after his team defeated